In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God
forever. So last January, not 2019, but rather 2018, so a year ago, I vowed to lose 20 pounds in 1 year. And started off pretty good. By summer, halfway through the year, I only had 25 left to go. I kind of have a sweet tooth, especially for good chocolate. I remember a particular day at the bank, one of my coworkers brought in a bowl of chocolates, you know, to share and set them on the back counter. Throughout that day, every time I got up from my desk, whether I used a copier or, you know, to get some blank documents, I'd grab one or two chocolates. Later in the day, one of my coworkers called out, "Hey, where'd all the chocolates go? I didn't get any." I had eaten almost the entire bowl myself by 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, I hadn't meant to. I hadn't arrived for work thinking, I'm gonna hoard our community treats all to myself. I just kind of wandered into it. But in the end, I had still done it. The fact is I had still done it. And you gain the same amount of weight whether you eat chocolates intentionally or absent-mindedly. I was caught. Now, I made restitution by refilling the bowl the very next day. But it had hit me how far I had wandered from that vow I had made back in January. It's like, my gosh, where'd that vow go? Today is Zacchaeus Sunday, the last Sunday of the regular season before we begin the pre-Lenten Sundays next week. One of the things we are called to reflect on is the ways that we have wandered from God, ways that we've wandered from our promises to God, and in a calendar sense, the ways we've wandered from the promises we made last Lent. Maybe I was going to work on patience. Maybe I was going to try to speak with more kindness and gentleness. Maybe I was going to try to reconcile with so-and-so, or I was going to try to be more generous with my time and possessions, or perhaps I was going to be more focused in prayer. Whatever your promises were, if you are like I was, you may have wandered from them. Well, today you are caught. Today you are caught, although I'm going to argue in a minute that caught may not be the best word. But either way, Zacchaeus is here as a reminder of how far a person can wander from the grace of Jesus Christ if we don't stay focused. Zacchaeus was a tax collector, the lowest of the low, a chief swindler. In those days, they were crooks. They held all the power. They could ruin a person financially if just because they didn't like you. And worst of all, they were traitors. He was your own neighbor, maybe even a shirt-to-tail relative. And he was working for the enemy. He was giving that money to the occupying forces that had come in and taken over your nation. He was your neighbor, and he was a traitor. It was the ultimate betrayal. Now, I highly doubt when Zacchaeus was a little boy, he spent his days thinking, someday I'm going to grow up and be a tax collector so everybody hates me. Who thinks like that? He probably wandered into it during a series of moments of desperation. Maybe money was tight for him. Maybe he had financial troubles of his own. Maybe he was upset with somebody. But eventually, he was lured away from whatever life he had thought about into this unseemly and despised occupation. And my evidence that he really didn't like it is how immediate and sincere his repentance is when Jesus confronts him. But even if Zacchaeus didn't originally intend that life, the destruction was still done. Now you can just imagine his embarrassment when Jesus stops and looks up at him in that tree. Here is this most hated man sitting up in the tree, looking down, these people going by, and all of a sudden, one face, and then all the faces are looking at you. All these faces, and you know they hate you. You feel absolutely caught. But I said a moment ago that I don't think caught is the right word. Because when the crowds murmur at Jesus for going to be the guest of a sinner, Jesus responds by saying, "The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost." I have come to seek and save the lost, he says. And when someone is lost, they aren't caught. That's not the word we use. What are they? A little 3-year-old boy named Casey Hathaway was in the news last week. When most of our nation was in that polar vortex, little Casey had wandered away from grandma's house and was outside for 55 hours with no coat, 3 years old. Now, this was in Craven County, North Carolina, so it was not as cold as here, but it was cold. It was still cold. And when he was discovered, little Casey had hypothermia. He told his parents that he had befriended a bear during that time. Now, that's terrifying in itself. Whether that was just a hallucination from hypothermia or whether it's real, I don't know which one is more terrifying. But when the searchers discovered 3-year-old Casey in the woods, nobody said he was caught. Nobody would use the word he was caught. What word would they say? Everybody said he was found. He was found. And if Jesus has come to seek and save the lost, then Zacchaeus was not so much caught as he was found, because this is the beginning of his new life. Now, while Zacchaeus had willfully chosen that life, the difference between caught and found is what he does with the opportunity. Zacchaeus chose a changed life. So today is not the day when Zacchaeus is caught, but the day he was found. Way back before seminary, I was a supervisor. So this is back in the 20th century, a long time ago. One of my staff was caught embezzling. She didn't start off intending to steal. The first time she lent herself $10 out of the till and paid it back the next day. Then it was $20, then it was a week, and pretty soon it was the next paycheck, and next thing you know, she couldn't afford to pay it back. It was this path she had gotten into. And even though she hadn't initially intended, in the end, the destruction was done. And when we sat her down to confront and terminate her employment, she cried, readily admitted what she had done, and was actually relieved to have been discovered. Hiding all that had been destroying her. And she eventually, after a couple of months, after maybe many months, paid back what she owed, and she sent a thank you note to me and the other manager for being the spark that helped her turn her life back around. So for her, it wasn't the day of being caught, it was a day of being found. Most of us are not in outright rebellion against God. We have rebellious moments to be sure, but I think deep down we want God's love and grace. But the problem is wandering into sin can be just as destructive as outright rebellion. But the good news is that that's exactly who Jesus has come to seek and to save. He has come to seek and save the lost. And so whether you experience this moment as being caught or being found, all depends on what you choose to do with the opportunity. Amen.